Blog Talk Radio.
Woohoo! Good afternoon! Welcome to Angel Antics. You're here this afternoon with DC Love and Eileen Powers. We are so thankful and grateful and thrilled that you are here with us this evening. We have a full switchboard already starting out, and so we will keep our introductions a little short because we do only have an hour show tonight. But we are just honored that you guys come to us to receive your messages from your angels. DC and I both know that we are conduits, that we are not miracle workers or anything like that. We're just angels here on earth doing guided work. And what we tell you is guided. It's, no, we don't make it up. And we are honored to be able to deliver your messages to you. And so thank you all for coming. It is my honor to be here with you. And my beautiful and magnificent and most connected co-host, DC Love. Hi, DC. Are you there?
I'm here, Eileen. Happy August.
Happy August. Yes.
It's so nice to be with you. Yes, this is our first show of the month of August. My goodness, I'm really excited. And with that being said, the angels message. And the message starts off, beloveds, this is a new month, a time of new beginnings and significant change. All that you've done in the past will help in reaping your just rewards. God has opened a door of favor and blessings just for you. Notice this divine connection, and you will have access to unlimited favor and blessings. And remember to continually say thank you. Make August a month that you achieve awesomeness. Be filled with unlimited motivation and gain confidence with every step that you take. May this month bring love, health, abundance, and prosperity, as well as casting your worries away. We love you, your angels. And Eileen, with that being said, I'm going to recite the Abundance Creed. From the light of my Creator that I am, from the love of my Creator that I am, from the power of my Creator that I am, from the heart of my Creator that I am, I decree, I dwell in the midst of infinite abundance. The abundance of my Creator is my infinite source. The river of life never stops flowing. It flows through me into lavish expression. Good comes to me through unexpected avenues, and my Creator works in a myriad of ways to bless me. I now open my mind to receive my good. Nothing is too good to be true. Nothing is too wonderful to have happen. With my Creator as my source, nothing amazes me. I am not burdened by thoughts of past or future. One is gone, and the other is yet to come. By the power of my belief, coupled with my purposeful, fearless actions and my deep rapport with my Creator, my future is created and my abundance made manifest. I ask and accept that I am lifted in this in every moment into higher truth. My mind is quiet. From this day forward, I give freely and fearlessly into life, and life gives back to me with magnificent increase. Blessings come in expected and unexpected ways. My Creator provides for me in wondrous ways. I am indeed grateful, and I let it be so. Now I ask each of you to focus on your heart region and just rest there for a moment. Give thanks for all the good that you have in life. And with that being said, Eileen, would you like me to start opening up the phone lines?
Yes, I would love that so that we can see the goodness of our callers on the show.
Yes, okay. You know what? The switchboard is bouncing here a little bit, so I'm trying to grab it. Hold on.
All right. Oh, I know what that is.
Hello,
area.
Yes.
Hello.
It's crazy here. Area 78, it's really great to connect with you. Can we have your name, please?
Hi, ladies. This is Gina.
Hi, Gina. Welcome to Angel
Antics. Hi, Gina.
Hi. How are you?
How about?
Yeah, I have a question.
All right.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. I have, I start these two jobs. One is a weekend job just for Saturday and Sunday, and I got to go this weekend, of course. And then I start the new job Monday through Friday, so I'm really working 7 days a week, actually. But I had an opportunity that came to me yesterday through a staffing agency, and this position is closer to where I live. Do you see me actually filling out that Monday through Friday job if I get an interview or call back from the other place, or do you see me staying there for a while?
Or well, let's see what your angels have to tell you.
Okay.
Well, one of the things they're telling me is to not underestimate yourself. Make sure that whatever you choose, that you are really stretching your wings and going to fly. This is about being independent and creative. So whichever position offers you the most independence and allows you to use your creativity, that's actually the one that you should go to. And you have the knowledge, you have the divine wisdom to know which one that is. If you are questioning it, then you need to take some quiet time and sit down with it. Think about each position and think about how you feel if you were in that position. Because things don't always come down to what's the better money, what's the shorter drive, what's going to make me look better, you know, what's going to bring me the greatest, esteem. What really matters when it comes down to the bottom line is how does it make you feel? So sit quietly. Think about each job individually and see how each one makes you feel. Of course, if you get an interview, always go. Always find out what the options are. Like I said, when you make the decision, it's about how you feel. Because this is what's going to make you the most contented and feel like you've received the greatest rewards out of this situation. Somewhere in there, one of those jobs is not going to meet your emotional and material needs. And so just know that's not being trustworthy to yourself. And you do have a relationship with yourself and need to choose well in a trustworthy way. And like I said, you do have that information. I also feel in some ways that on a personal basis, that you are actually a spirit worker. You do a medicinal type work, whether I'm thinking that, I don't know, maybe you've just worked with others in a caring, loving manner, and because of it, they've been able to heal their own situations and move forward. Is that true?
No.
No?
Mm-mm.
Because you actually are a great channel for really divine healing power. And so in some ways, if you can connect with that side of yourself, not only will you heal yourself, but you'll start working with healing others. Because you really, you actually have a lot of energy in that way when it comes to healing. You have the abilities. It's almost as if you have the ability to be a medicine woman of some sort, whether it's be making, essence oils or, working with others, something like that. But you should look into healing arts and see how you feel about that when you're in that area. And that's the message I have for you. Do you see?
Okay. Thank you.
Yes, thank you, Eileen. Okay, Gina, what I'm getting is the angels are telling me good things are coming to you this month. And I'm getting the words career change, okay? So they're asking you to just really basically get ready for this beautiful new adventure. And little Gina, your inner child, is waiting for you to connect and play with her, okay? And as you get outside and you play in nature with little Gina, you're going to manifest these joyful dreams, okay? So please connect with that little inner child because she's starving for your attention. And she's saying, please come out and play with me. Okay? And you're reminded, as you play with your inner child, you've got to treat yourself with love and gentleness just as a parent would do. Okay? And when you get out there and, connect with nature, you're going to find that this vibration is going to fill you with joy, and it's going to really, like, it's going to hit that switch for manifestation to start, okay? So I'm getting, you know, not only are you going to find something this month, I'm getting miracles are coming this summer for you. So you've got to watch that you don't complain about finances at all and don't worry about money, okay? Because if we complain and we worry, we're just going to block everything, okay? Know that you deserve, you know, abundance. You may feel, you know, oh my gosh, you do deserve it. You know, open your arms wide to receiving, hun, okay? I'm getting the word success around you,
okay?
And whatever it is that you're afraid of in regards to finances, you've got to look it right in the face, okay? And once you face that, you're going to go forward and you're going to, you know, be on a path of abundance.
Okay.
Okay, so
yes.
Facing our fear is really, you know, a necessary thing. And I'm getting, in the meantime, just watch, you know, that you're not making, you know, making bills that, you know, are unnecessary, okay? So be careful in that aspect. But I am getting this month, hon, and a new career change, okay? And that's what I have for you, Gina. I hope that we've helped you.
All right. Thank you so much. It did.
You're welcome, hon. God bless.
All right.
Take care, Gina.
Bye-bye. Okay.
Awesome. Okay. Hi, 602. You're live with Angel Antics. Can we have your name, please?
Hi, my name is Pamela.
Hi, Pamela.
Hi, Pamela.
Hi.
You have a question?
I do. I've been feeling unwell, and I'm just wondering, my angels have any messages about this?
Awesome. Let's see what they've got to say for you. Well, the first thing I have for you is were you asked to make a commitment in a relationship lately?
No.
I don't even ask questions. Well, I have two cards that really stuck together, okay? And what they have to do with is, one of them has to do with falling in love, and the other one says an unwise choice. And so, you know, I don't know if you're in love or fallen in love with someone,
no.
But what I'm hearing is it is an unwise choice. It's just not a good choice. What you really need to do is review the motives, review everyone's motives, including your own, okay? We can't leave ours out. We have to review our own motives in that situation. So I don't know if that makes sense to you, but I hope it does. The next thing I have for you is you've actually got to buckle down and really have some self-discipline with yourself. There's some important achievements that are ahead for you. And if you don't do this and you don't, you know, really, you know, structure yourself with a little willpower, you're not going to achieve that recognition in your life. You're not going to achieve your goals. And so you just need to buckle down and really, you know, discipline yourself better at organizing and making sure you do what you do. This is going to have a lot to do with you actually stretching your wings and moving forward and making some advancement. And I'm being told, don't underestimate yourself, because you often will do that. You are really, really strong. So you are much stronger than you actually ever thought you were. And so know that you have the strength to move through these steps of being a little more self-disciplined and really rising up. I really see you blossoming, coming out of yourself, just really, this is really just really strong. So much, it's unbelievable. What I'm really hearing is for you that you need to take the risk and trust in yourself. You are brilliant. You have the ability to do so much. but you really are still developing. So make sure that you do be a little more disciplined within yourself, and know that you have the ability to do this. You are so strong, and you really are getting started, and you're on your way up. Take a few risks and put your heart's true desire into perspective and put it into action, because that's where you're going to end up. I just see things really moving forward for you. That's kind of after you take care of that situation. I don't know what that's about, because it doesn't have a lot to do with everything else I'm being told for you. But that's the message I have for you tonight. I hope that resonates with you.
Yes, it does. Thank you.
It does, including what I said in the beginning about that relationship?
Yes.
Okay, good. Good. I'm glad. You know, sometimes I give these readings, and to me it's like, well, these two things don't go together. They don't make sense. But I give them as I get them, and so I'm really happy that it makes sense to you. Have a wonderful evening.
Yes.
And DC has more for you.
Hi, DC.
Yes. Hi, Pamela. I'm getting stress. I see stress in big, bold letters. Okay, are you feeling a little bit more stressed than usual?
Well, I don't feel good, so I guess that's where I'm feeling the
right.
stress.
Right, and I'm getting
stress
is like,
and,
you know, stress is one of the causes of it, okay? Jesus is with you at this time. Okay, allow him to come in and help you, okay? I'm getting, you know, miracles around you, blessings, but you've got to, you know, you've got to really be honest with Jesus and talk to him and let him know exactly what's, you know, what there is that's going on with you, okay? Because he's when he comes in, it's very powerful, and you've got to be honest. And I'm getting just, you've got to stay positive as well. Be optimistic, okay? The angels are with you. They're here to support you. All you have to do is ask them for their help, okay? Archangel Raphael, as you know, is our healing angel, and he's going to help you to just to remain positive, okay? And I'm getting, again, the word miracle around you, hon. I don't know, are you taking good care of yourself, hon? Are you, you know, stretching a little bit, making sure you're eating well, getting enough sleep?
Well, I'm trying. I know that Jesus is around me. And Archangel Raphael, I guess I just haven't given Jesus time enough to heal me, because I'm a horrible patient, as Archangel Raphael tells me. And
okay. How about caffeine? Do you drink a lot of caffeine?
A lot of what, hon?
A lot of caffeine?
Caffeine.
No, I don't drink any caffeine.
Yes.
None.
Okay. Well, that's a good thing. Okay. Okay, so if it's not caffeine, there may be something else that you're consuming, hon. Okay? So just be aware of what you're having, and after you have like a drink or something to eat, see how it affects you, because something that you're consuming may be, you know, connected with anxiety, okay?
Okay.
And then we get stressed, and then we feel like, you know, we're not safe, we're not happy, we're not connected. Okay, so Archangel Raphael, like I said, he's the healing angel. He'll help, and really, you know, if there's cravings that you're having that are maybe unhealthy, he's going to help you with that, okay? And
okay.
I'm just saying, you know, you've got to just, like, look at what you're doing habit-wise. And this is the time that even if you start making small changes, they're going to turn into big changes for you, okay? So whatever you can do to start, you know, helping yourself. I'm getting, you know, maybe a little bit more exercise, you know, make sure that you're eating really well, okay? But even if you take one small step, each small step that you take is really going to help you, hon, okay? And
thank you
just
so
relax
much.
A little bit. Like I said, talk to Jesus, talk to the angels, and try to relax, okay? I'm getting you have such spiritual strength around you, Pamela, that all you have to do is, you know, open up to these angels, open up to Jesus, and let them come in and help you, hon, okay?
Thank you so much.
And I'm getting, you know, your health in general looks like it looks pretty good, okay? I'm getting maybe a little bit more self-love would be helpful, okay?
Okay. Okay.
And
thank
just
you so much.
Yeah, and I'm getting the universe is supporting you as well, and I'm feeling the universe's healing energy around you. Okay, so when I feel that, it means that, you know, good health is going to be there for you. Make sure you take time to rest, to eat healthfully, and pay attention to your diet, exercise a little bit. And if you need someone to talk to a trusted friend, or you can talk to Jesus and the angels, hon. They're always there for you, okay? But okay. I am getting the word stress around you, and it's getting even bigger and bolder, okay? So you've got to take a little time to center yourself and examine what it is that's affecting your health and your well-being. You're never trapped, you know. You do have control over your thoughts. Empower yourself at this moment, and you're going to see how your health does improve, Pamela. I hope that helps you, hon.
Yes, thank you so very much, both of you. Thank you. I love you both.
You're welcome.
We love
you. Have a wonderful night.
You too. Thank you.
God bless.
God bless you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Angel blessings.
Area code 478. It's really great to connect with you. You're live with Angel Antics.
Hey, this is Debbie. It's nice to be on your show. I get a reading from C all the time. But I actually called into the show. I'm excited. I would like to see, after the 4th of July, I broke up with my boyfriend Travis over the lack of respect. On his part, lack of respect. And I'm wanting to see what you saw around us as far as being able to get back on the right track, work things out.
Okay.
Oh, well, what I have for you, one of you is at a stalemate, and you're actually pretending that there isn't really a problem. And also, one of you is unwilling to make a decision, so that brings you to a stalemate. Because one of you pretends there isn't a problem, and the other is unwilling to push and get over it, or, you know, whatever, and get off the pot. So being at a stalemate brings you to a perplexing place. And that place is that you now are expecting the worst. And as DC and I share with others, we believe that when you have that set as your intention, the angels deliver. And they will deliver exactly what you expect, that self-fulfilling prophecy of expecting the worst. And
God, 3 weeks ago, and I said, it's all in your hands, God. Whatever will be is going to be. I gave it to God.
And so you've had no thoughts about it since?
I send loving thoughts to him. I just send love, because DC told me the answer is always love.
Right. And sometimes that love is, I love you so much that I have to let you go. But there's also some things, other things going on in there. And one of them has to do with rhythms and cycles of people. Not everybody is on the same rhythm and cycle. And so, you know, with that said, know that, you know, there might be a rhythm or a cycle. I don't know if this man in the past has been more respectful and has become less respectful. So maybe that's a rhythm that he's gotten into for some reason. Maybe it started out as a little joke or something like that, but it's become kind of a cycle or a rhythm. And that's what needs, that's the portion that really needs releasing. And communication is the key to that, is to really walk through it and talk through it, you know, and talk about those feelings. Well, this is how that makes me feel. And, you know, it's a mutual respect, and I will never treat you that way, and I don't expect to be treated that way. But this has created a lot of change of plans for you and some delays in your life. But you do have to watch out, because it's a challenging situation, and if you're too impulsive, it might not have the outcome you want. But then again, it might have the outcome you need. But the truth really will come through. But it might not come through quite with the tact you'd like it to. And so you may have more hurt feelings. But know that everything you need is really there. And there's something going on here that actually needs some healing. And as DC told you, you just send it love, because love is what heals. And that's what you can do, and that's all you can do. But I think you're really at a stalemate right now, and I think you both are. And without some real clear communication in a neutral place, in a neutral zone, with rules, with structured rules of communication, I think that's really what you're going to need to work through this. And that's the message I have for you tonight.
Okay.
And
DC, what do you
see? Yes.
Hi,
Eileen. I'm getting, honey, it's not enough to just, you know, to pray. You've got to, you know, pray, of course, but then take the action steps that you're guided to take. I'm getting that you're divinely guided at this time, and the angels are saying, you know, make sure you tell this person, you know, what you are feeling, because if we hide something within ourselves, it's going to cause more problems. Honesty is always the best policy. You need to have open communication, and that open communication really does help to solve many problems, okay? So just try to express yourself in a positive and loving way, and I'm getting around you the word trust. Trust is really it's crucial at this time. I'm feeling that you're not trusting him for some reason, okay?
Oh, he got caught.
And you've
got
to talk about
it. Yes, he got caught in a lie.
Okay. Well, when you're passive-aggressive, it only makes things worse, okay?
Yes.
So really got to be honest and just, you know, you've got to talk about this.
I have been.
You know, everything
that
you're.
Yes, I've told him exactly what I was feeling and what I needed, and maybe I didn't put it the right way, but I was as plain as I could be. But he just got distance with me, and it's like when you still keep reaching out to your exes in the manner in which you are doing, it was so disrespectful. I just felt disrespected.
Well, it also shows a lot of signs of things that may, in order to move into a new relationship, you must complete the old ones. If he has not completed his old relationships, it will be very difficult for him to actually move fully into a new relationship. Does that make sense?
And Deb, I'm also getting, you know, maybe a little bit of like space between you guys. A little time and space may be helpful at this time.
It's been about a month. I'll probably be seeing him in about 2 weeks. At an event that we're both supposedly going to, but not together. So I'm going to give him space because I don't know what else to do.
Okay, and this is a time for you to focus on Deb, okay? This is a time to get yourself, you know, your head on straight and get to know yourself better.
Yep, that's the Christian counselor told me that because I started counseling. Well, I've been going to counseling for about a month now.
Right. And, you know, you don't have to accept things that, you know, in the relationship that, you know, that you don't like, you know. I feel like, you know, you were sort of twisting yourself into a pretzel in this relationship.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, you've got to trust what you're feeling within, hon. Okay, trust what you're feeling.
Okay.
But you've got to, like you said, you know,
out?
You've got to be open and honest. And, you know, and it... If it's meant to, you know, last, it'll last, but it may be the point where, you know, you might start walking away and, you know, looking in a different direction. Okay?
Okay. All right.
Okay. God bless you. I hope that we've helped you, and please, you know, stay in touch with us, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're welcome, Deb. Take care. Okay, Eileen, we have another caller here. Yeah, area code 856.
Yeah. Hi.
You're live with Angel Antics. Hi, Laura.
Hi. I just want to know.
Do you have a question?
Yeah. What do the angels have to say for me?
Oh, yay.
Awesome.
I love that. You set your intention of what you want to know. I don't want to know what it is. And we will see what they want to tell you today.
Okay.
I'm getting all combobulated here. Hang on. Well, you've got some events that have come up for you very, very quickly here lately. Excuse me. And it's going to take some time for you to think through those things. But just know that time is of the essence, and it's very important that you don't, you know, procrastinate too quickly on what you need to do, or you may find yourself ending up in a much more difficult situation. So really embrace the, you know, embrace it. Know that there's going to be some change, and expect that things are actually going to get better, because it's actually a phase of recovery as these change happens. It's going to be good news for you, including in financial ways. So if you've been waiting to do something challenging, it might be time, you know, once you kind of get through this phase and things start looking up a little bit, it might be time for you to start, try out some new adventures on your own, some new challenges. You're feeling that you need to challenge yourself a little bit more, get to know yourself a little bit better, maybe take a class or two. And so you are being called to do that right now. But there's going to be a few events that you're going to need to before that comes about. But, you know, just know that there really is no need to worry, and that you're working through everything as it should be. Call upon the environment. If you get frustrated, get outdoors, do some grounding, you know, walk on the ground with bare feet, whether it be on the grass, the ground, the sand, wherever you can. And, you know, get out there and connect with nature in some way. But the situation really is being handled. And you know, in all fair ways and in just manners. So just allow things to be true. But like I said, don't forget to know that you are going to have to accept some change here coming up. But it'll be good financially in the long run. And that's the message I have for you.
Okay. Well, that might pertain to, I'm trying to think if I should take on a second contract while I'm on another contract, if I should do two of them at a
time. This is DC. Hon, we can only answer, like, right now one question per caller.
Sure.
And I just wanted to pick up where Eileen left off, hon.
She's just kind of wondering.
Okay, I'm getting right now.
DC might be able to clear that.
I'm going to just do what I got, okay? Okay, yeah. I'm getting, you know, you've got to be at peace right now. There's no room for fear. Everything is working out for you perfectly, okay? Just try to go with the flow, because you have a plan for you. And you're sort of fighting this plan. When you go with the flow, you're going to see how easily everything falls into place for you, hon. Okay? You're starting a new journey. And I'm getting there's going to be, like, something really important in your future. It might be a physical move. Okay? And what I'm getting, this new journey is, you know, it's almost here. It may be a new place of business. It may be a new place to live. It may be, like, synchronistic meetings with people. But there's going to be divine signs. And you've got to connect with your intuition. All these changes are going to bring you so many blessings. Okay, so you've got to, you know, right now you've got to let go. You're holding on so tight. Release the resistance that you have, and please open yourself up to receive, okay? And there may be only one, you know, one journey begin at this time, but don't be surprised after that journey begins that you see so many more positive things happening in every area of your life. So don't let fear stop you from taking, you know, these important first steps that you need to take. And you're going to see that, you know, this journey is going to be amazing. And I'm getting it as well, you know, I'm getting little hearts around you. So I don't know if you're connected with someone in love, but I'm getting love is going to be really exciting as well, okay? So your life is changing for the better, And this is a time, like I said, of new beginnings. So you've got to make room, you know, in your heart and in your life for these new beginnings, okay? And it starts with you making sure that you're eating, you know, really good, helpful foods, because it's going to help you to really raise your vibration. I'm also getting, you know, you've got to stay focused, you know, on what you're wanting, and just stay positive and have faith, okay? God is walking beside you, and the universe is supporting you. And the only thing that I see that's basically a problem right now is that you've been worrying, okay? So you've got to simply shift to faith, and you're going to see how the abundance starts flowing in, okay? And just,
okay.
You know that God is with you. He knows what you need. He knows what you want. I'm getting the word partnership around you. Allow people to come in and help support you in your personal life, your career. It will benefit greatly. And heaven is helping you. And I'm getting, like I said, there's going to be a person who's going to bring, like, the needed skills and resources. And then I'm getting successful business. Okay?
Okay.
So at this
Thank
time,
you
the angels are all the abundance that wants to come to you in so many forms. Okay? The angels are with you. They're guiding you to visualize your desires instead of the fears that you've been having. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
So the angels, you know, there's nothing to visualize what you're wanting. You can make a vision board. You could just, you know, write words and, you know, put them in places that you, you know, like on the refrigerator, maybe on the mirror in the bathroom. But visualization is really going to help to increase, you know, the time it takes to really start manifesting, okay? And just please, at this time, focus on your priorities, okay? So where
okay,
you put your focus right now is where you everything happen, okay? Don't
okay.
be distracted, you know, by others and different obligations. Just try to make, you know, time every day to focus a little bit on your priorities. And that's what I have for you.
Thank you. Thank you both. I appreciate the reading. Thank you.
Uh-huh. You're welcome.
God bless, hon.
Thanks. Bye.
Hey. Area code, oh, my God, the board just jumped. In area code 229, you're live with Angel Antics.
Hello?
Hello? Hi, who are we
Hello?
Talking to? Hello,
Can we
caller,
have your name,
are you
please?
There? Hello? 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 It must be
Hi, area code 229, you're live with Angel Antics.
Hello, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good.
Pretty good. Yeah.
Can we have your name, please?
This is Melvin.
Hi, Melvin.
It's Melvin,
Long
okay.
Time. How are things?
Yes. I wish I could give you all some good news, but my car, someone hit the windshield, my back windshield on my car last week, I don't have a clue who did it.
Right.
So Bummer. I had to put it in.
Goodness.
Yeah, things happen. Well, do you have an intention you'd like to set tonight for the angels to give you a message for?
Just finance.
All right, great. Let's see what we've got.
Okay, thank you.
Well, what I'm hearing is... we're getting a bad echo. You've had the illusion of being trapped. And with that, it's due to a lack of self-confidence. And mostly it's because you're afraid to take action. And so you've got to learn to move forward and take action. There is some things going on right now. And you need to just do what you know is right. Because that's going to be the just decision. This has to do something with the law or with justice or something like that. And it has to do with actually standing up for what you know is right. And that's going to be very important to you right now. You can call on help from others, your angels, the environment, the energy all around, ask for it to stabilize you because you're not feeling very stable about those things. But what you do need to know is that things really are supplied. You know, you made it this far, and there really is enough to go around. And things will turn around and come back your way. You just need to be a little adventurous, be putting yourself out there, you know, doing the things that you know you should do. I know you like coaching football. You know, find yourself out there coaching football and changing things up in that way. But when it comes to these legal issues that you're dealing with right now, you do have to kind of stand up for your beliefs, and it is fair and just that you stand there and know and do what you know is right. So I hope that message was clear to you tonight. Kind of all over the page, but that's okay.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. To me it sounded confusing, but a lot of times the guest knows what it means. So I hope you do what that meant. DC, what do you have for Melvin?
Yes. Hi, Melvin. This is DC.
Hey, sweetie.
Hi, hon. I'm getting, I'm doing good, hon. Things are tense right now for you, but you've got to make sure that you don't contribute to this, okay? Sometimes you just got to, you know, you just got to try to stay centered, a little grounded, and, you know, sort of just, you know that it's here, but let it just, you know, let it be, let it go. Because I'm getting that, you know, everything is changing for you, Melvin. I'm getting there's going to be financial opportunities. You may get some money that you did not expect. You are beginning a fortunate cycle, okay? And I'm being shown the horizon, and there's a rainbow and a pot of gold. So everything looks promising, Melvin, okay? Mother Mary is here with you, and she's helping you to heal your issues of worthiness, self-esteem, and self-love, okay? And she's saying, Melvin, my beloved child, you are worthy of all the good things, you know, that life has to offer, okay? She's holding you in her heavenly embrace. She places her beautiful blanket around you, and she's asking that you be gentle with yourself at this time and just honor your body, honor your emotions. And when you're going to, you know, do this, you're going to be able to see through the eyes of love, and there's going to be a great healing that takes place, Melvin, okay?
Okay.
So please at this time, just know that everything is changing for the better. You're being divinely guided. I see positive change. I'm getting the word, you know, success around you. There's going to be a lot of new opportunities coming your way, Melvin, okay? So you are going into a luckier cycle. In the meantime, if you have things around your house you're not using, donate them. Switch up your energy. Open a door for someone when you go to the store. If you're standing maybe like, say, you know, at a fast food restaurant, someone orders a coffee, if you can afford to buy them a coffee. This will help to switch up your energy and say to the universe, I want the flow of abundance to come to me, okay? And Melvin, I'm getting in a past life vows of poverty. This is a time to sever those vows of poverty. You don't need to suffer anymore, okay? You don't have to sacrifice.
Yeah.
So hold that intention within your heart that you are going to, you know, sever those vows of poverty. There's no need for self-denial. Okay?
Right.
And you're going to see how everything starts to turn around. Because I feel like, you know, we've known you for quite some time now, and you're holding on to chronically negative patterns, Melvin, in regard to your finances as well as relationships. Okay? And the angels are saying, Melvin, we're here for you. Archangel Michael has his sword. He's ready to cut all those cords. There is nothing to fear, Melvin. Okay? Just say with me, I hereby sever and release any vows of poverty. I hereby sever.
Mm-hmm.
Say it with me.
I hereby sever.
Yes. And release.
And release.
Any vows of poverty.
Any vows of poverty.
Yeah, that I have made in any lifetime, okay? And then you're going to see that steps of those vows are going to be undone in all directions, okay? Melvin, as you do this, you may actually feel in your body changing, okay? You may get the chills, you may get like different sensations. That's okay. And you're going to notice how abundance really starts to flow into your life and your relationships, Melvin, okay?
Okay?
And that's what
I
have for you, honey. That helps, hon.
Oh, yeah, it does. Oh, it does. And you said,
hang in there. Everything is.
Yes.
And please call us back and let us know how you're doing, hon, okay?
Okay. Thank you, DC. Thank you, Francis. Thank you all.
Bye-bye, Melba. Well. Good to hear your voice.
All right.
It
was right.
Good
bye-bye.
To hear your voice.
Love you.
Bye-bye. Bye. Love you, too.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, okay. Here we go. Let's see if the switchboard is going to cooperate, Eileen.
All right.
Area code 212. You're live with Angel Antics, 212.
Hello, ladies. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Hi. Can we have your name?
Yeah. My name is Mary.
Hi, Mary. Welcome to Angel Antics. Do you have a question for us?
You. Yes, I have a question about work. So I have to speak to the person who's in charge of HR tomorrow because I would like to regain the comp time that I was told that I was not eligible for. And, you know, initially when I took the job, I was asked to keep track of my time and any overtime I would be getting back through comp time or compensatory time. And then I was told that I actually wasn't eligible for it and that my direct supervisor didn't know about the company policy. And then, you know, I accumulated like about 80 hours over the course of 2 months. And so my direct supervisor seems to think that it would be okay for the organization to honor the comp time that I accumulated initially. And I now need to speak to the head of HR, who's our chief financial officer. So
right.
I was just wondering what's the best way of approaching her so that she will actually okay this.
Okay. Actually, before I go into that, just on a human basis, are you on salary?
Yes, I'm a salaried employee.
Okay. So they've got that on their side.
They do have that on their side. There are other salaried employees that get comp time, and they said that I was hired on a senior level, and therefore I'm not eligible for comp time. The thing is that I'm also the only senior level person who was initially invited to the senior team meetings, but then found out indirectly that I wasn't supposed to attend and therefore was disinvited. And the only reason for that is because I don't report directly to the president. I'm the only senior staff member who reports to the senior vice president. And it was a senior vice president who invited me to the senior team meetings. You know, she's relatively new too, and she thought that, you know, part of being senior staff was attending the senior team meetings, but then she said that the president told her that those meetings were really just for those people who report to him, and those would be
the meeting. All right. Well, anyway, as far as the reading goes, let's move on to that because we've only got a short time here. Right now, this situation is actually going to move forward really suddenly. And it does look very positive that it'll flow your way. But just make sure that you know, we've been kind of talking about it tonight, is send it love. Send the situation love. Pour love into the situation. You know, imagine it all working out and coming out to be the most positive situation that it could be. And, you know, that they really like your work and they, you know, commend you for it. And by commending you for it, they're actually going to pay you for it. You know, it has to do with, you know, that you've made your time for them. And there were some challenges that you had to deal with to create that time to give to them, especially 80 hours in 2 months. You know, it's an extra 40 hours a month. And, you know, but just make sure that you approach it in a very kind and understanding manner. Make sure that you have all your questions about the situation. Write them down before you go to the meeting and make sure you direct each of your questions as needed. you know, to resolve this situation, because sometimes these difficult situations create some change. And I really do see things, though, getting better. Before you leave the meeting, though, know that you, you know what your agreement is on what they are paying you, and, you know, make that really clear. It may be possible that the person that told you you'd be comped for it doesn't have the ability to give time and money away. That may come down to someone else's position that only has the right to say what you actually get paid for or don't get paid for. But know that you know, there's going to be a little, no matter what happens, somewhere there's going to be a little forgiveness going on. Somebody's going to be a little miffed. So know that there's going to, you're going to need to take some time and be a little humble afterwards, and know that that breath of air, breath of time needs to take place. It's also time for you to give fertility to your own new ideas and creations that are coming along, because it's perfect timing for you to develop in other aspects of your own personal life, whether it's to start doing something new for yourself, you know, taking on a new project, maybe a little art project, new quilt, whatever it is that you like to do, maybe bring on a new project. Because that's going to bring the warmth and energy back into your home life, which is where you find your most mental health, your most calming situations is within your own home. And so, you know, make sure that you try not to talk about this too much in your own home. Don't allow that energy to come into the home. Know that that home is your respite, your happy place, and just leave that energy at the door, shout about it in the car, wherever. Don't bring it into your home, because that's your place, and you need to, at this time, you need that place to go and escape when you're feeling, you know, when things are feeling tight or heavy on yourself. And that's the message I have for you tonight.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. DC?
Yes, this is DC, hon. I'm getting, you know, I feel that you're worried about your situation, but things are going to get better, okay?
Okay.
And I'm getting, you know, I feel like worried about this money, and it's sort of like you're chasing the money, and the money is like around the dog's neck, and you're chasing, and what happens like when you chase a dog? They just keep running, correct?
Yeah,
okay.
Well, money, it's time. It's time off. And it would allow me to take vacation over this, a longer vacation this summer. And, you know, like essentially I was filling in for somebody else. And we were short-staffed. So that's why my direct supervisor thought that I should be compensated through extra time off.
So the angels are asking you to let go of the fear. Let go of the fear of, you know, of the situation. There's a little fear there that, you know, you're not going to get the time. You're not going to be, you know, you're not going to you get what you deserve. You are going to get what you deserve, okay? But there's underlying fear, okay? And it's going to, fear is going to result in lack and disappointment. So just send the situation, as Eileen said, love. Speak positively about it, hold positive thoughts, and you're going to manifest what you're wanting. Okay, just say, you know, thank you, you know, for giving me the time off. I know you know that you deserve it, but just say thank you ahead of time, okay? Be positive, use positive thoughts, visions, and you're going to see that you're going to get what you're asking for, okay? I'm getting that, you know, you're very sensitive to harsh energies around you in the workplace. You've got to let go of that. You know, leave it there when you leave and just, you know, when you get home, think of, like, beautiful thoughts and everything. And you're a very powerful person, so communicate in a loving way. You know, do not let, you know, I'm getting, like I said, there's fear there. You know, do not let this fear stop you from acting in a positive manner. Gather your thoughts and then let them free. You have a beautiful team of heavenly helpers with you. They're going to help you through this time, okay? I see them standing all around you, as well there are loved ones that are coming in to tell you, you know, they know what's going on. Just know that you're protected. And they're going to help you, like I said, through this situation. They, too, are pouring love, you know, onto this situation, okay? And they're saying, it's going to be okay. This too shall pass, okay? So, you know, all you have to do is say, you know, please help me, help to show me that you're near, you know, and they're going to show you that they're near. They're going to communicate with you, and they're going to help you to see that this situation will be resolved in the manner, you know, that you expect, okay? So just take a little time, gather your thoughts, let them free, and your guides are going to help to make sure that you communicate in a loving manner, okay?
Okay.
And I'm getting, you know, like, close your eyes at this time, if you will, please. Close your eyes, take in a few deep breaths, and allow that they want to communicate with you, okay? They're by your side, and they will protect you, and they'll help you through the situation. So attract what you're wanting, please. Do not chase it, okay? Just say thank you to the universe for all the blessings that you presently have. Stay centered in your hearts. When you're grateful, you're going to see amazing things come from you to you from the universe, okay, hon? And just keep affirming all is well. And as you go to sleep tonight, God, your angels, and your higher self are going to guide you. They're going to give you the answers to your questions. You're going to have a solution. And make sure you just start writing down what you're getting during your dream time, and you're going to see how it all makes sense. And that's what I have for you, hon, okay?
Great. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Blessings of light and
love. I hope it works out for
angel
you well.
Blessings.
Yes, God, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Take care now. Okay. Area code 502, you're live with Angel Antics. Have your name, please.
Hi, ladies. I'm Carol.
Hi, Carol.
Hi, Carol.
How you all doing?
Good. We've got about 3 to 4 minutes left. Do you have a quick question? We'll give you a quick reading.
Well, I just wanted to know if there's any messages for me for anything.
All right, perfect. Let's see what they've got. Well, right now, I'm being shown that your family life is actually going very well. You feel very secure and contented in that life. And you do find the little bits of magic that life brings, you find in the life that you have. So it's very content for you, and that is a great blessing in life. It's a wonderful thing. Even though things lately have been a struggle, things are really looking up. You are coming to the end of a difficult situation that you've been in, and just know that everything's going to work out. There's going to be some very, very fair and very, very just decisions coming your way. And so, you know, do what you know is right, and do stand up for your beliefs. But things are really going to look up. You're going to come to the end of this situation. It's all going to work out. And at the end, when all is said and done, it's really time for you to get some respite, take a little break, a little kind of trip or vacation or getaway, you know, just a drive to the ocean or water and just, you know, get away for the day and do something for yourself. So I don't know what that legal matter is that you've been dealing with, but it is going to work out and everything's going to come out the other side. I hope that resonates with you. And let me have BC give you something real quick because we've only got a minute or two left.
Thank you.
Yes.
You're welcome.
Well, there's so much to be grateful for, so just, you know, start making a gratitude list. I'm also getting you've got to believe in yourself, listen to your heart, and do what brings you joy, hon. Okay, this is really going to help to empower you. There's going to be so many opportunities available to you, and you're growing spiritually, and everything is truly unlimited right now, but you've got to have faith in yourself, and you've got to believe in your dreams. Okay? I'm getting,
okay,
you know, you're going to really, you know, connect with the joy of life, but you've just got to have the courage to follow your heart, and know what you're wanting, okay? You're going to have some powerful psychic insights at this time. I don't know if you meditate, but meditation is going to bring about answers that you're looking for. And you're going to see that, you know, intuition and your psychic messages have to be treated seriously, and you're going to have great insights, okay? Your dreams at night are going to hold so many different keys that you need to go forward on your path. And that's what I have for you, Carol. Love and light, hon.
Well, thank you. Love to both of you. Bye.
You're welcome. Blessings.
Bye. Angel blessings. Okay, Eileen, we're done.
All right. Well, that brings us to the end of our show. I want to tell everybody I love you, and I want to thank my co-host, DC Love, for being my partner in love, angel blessings, messages, and sometimes a little of our antics go on. So I actually was hearing some things in the background today, but I didn't mention it while we were on the show. But,
Eileen, I was too, my goodness. It's been a crazy night, and I love you too, Eileen. And we've got to have angel antics. That's what keeps us fun.
That's what
keeps
us fun.
Well, I can't wait to connect with you yet again for another show, Eileen. And bless you, and thank you for, you know, stepping away from your busy schedule and joining us. My goodness.
Of course. I actually have to get back to it. But thank you so much. It is my honor to come, as it is yours, to come and share our time and energy with others. We're given gifts. And if they're not in the presence and they're not given to others, then they're truly not being treated as gifts, and they are. So I am blessed to come here as often as I can. Hopefully we try absolutely every week to come here and share our love and our angel blessings that we've received with the rest of you. So thank you, everyone, for coming and joining us. Angel blessings. I love you. Good night, DC.
I love you, Eileen. Good night, everyone.